From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. For years, Haiti has been synonymous with political turmoil, kidnapping, and violence. It is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. But with last year's election of René Préval as president and a new robust mandate by the United Nations Stabilization Mission, things have been turning around, at least when it comes to security. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro was recently in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, and she sent this report.
Two naked children jump into the sea from the docks as nearby a man mends his fishing net. It's noon and the sun stabs down, erasing shadows. It's a strikingly quiet scene in a neighborhood that was once the most violent in Haiti. 33-year-old fisherman Jacques Sonny Simea says that there is no more fighting in Cité Soleil.
Back then, we'd be going out and we could get shot. It wasn't good for us. Now things are better and we thank God. There's no more shooting.
20-year-old orphan Océlien Jean-François agrees.
I see the change. Before, we were trapped and couldn't move. Now the peace has come. What I used to see, I don't see it happening anymore. We couldn't have sat where we sit today. We could have gotten shot. Now we're free to walk everywhere we want. Before, we couldn't approve of what MINUSTAH was doing.
MINUSTAH are the United Nations peacekeeping troops that have been in Haiti since the ouster of former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide in 2004. Until the election of the new president, René Préval, the UN troops here under the interim government were accused of being ineffectual at best, negligent at worst. Crime and violence raged unchecked, and their tenure here came under international criticism. Now, though, UN officials are beaming out the good news that things are better in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince.
Haiti is living a very special moment in its history. I think this is an exceptional moment. I think we have the right ingredients. I think this is a good time for Haiti. I'm optimistic. I think that Haiti has an enormous potential.
Edmond Moulet is the Secretary General's special representative to Haiti.
People ask me that question all the time. Why didn't you do this before? Why didn't you confront the gangs and why didn't you face the problems of insecurity? I think it's because we have a good relationship and a partnership with the government. With the interim government, it was very difficult, I mean, to perform these kind of actions. They didn't have the legitimate voice. The government didn't have that.
The interim government, in fact, put political opponents, mostly belonging to Aristide's party, in jail without charge. Despite that, their temporary leadership was bolstered by the U.S., France, and Canada. Now the UN has managed to control security because of President René Préval, who Moulet speaks of as a private man who's trying to be a unifying figure in a country that has had decades of political turmoil. Coming in on a wave of support, one of Préval's first aims was to control the violence. He opened up negotiations with the gangs in Cité Soleil, but they wanted money and passports so that they could leave to other countries. He lost patience and asked the MINUSTAH forces, now under Brazilian military commander Santos Cruz, to take them on. And Cruz says they did.
The situation changed because we controlled all the neighborhoods. Many gang leaders were arrested. Almost all the important gang leaders now are in the hands of the Haitian justice, and many criminals were detained.
Figures provided by the UN show the dramatic downward trend nationwide in the violence. In January of 2006, there were 240 attacks on MINUSTAH troops. Over the past 4 months, there has only been 12. Kidnappings are down too. December 2005 saw 162 kidnapping cases. In June, there were only 6. Préval is also trying to tackle drug dealers. Last month, in raids in cooperation with the American DEA, he targeted a number of suspected drug traffickers, among those Guy Philippe, the former presidential candidate and rebel leader who helped overthrow Aristide. Still, it hasn't come without a cost. MINUSTAH troops have been accused of killing innocent civilians during their operations.
I'm Joseph. I'm a lawyer. I'm a human rights lawyer.
Joseph, who is tied to the former party of Jean-Bertrand Aristide, says he has the death certificates of 22 people whom he says were killed by MINUSTAH forces in December when they made their first big assault into the seaside slum.
I think it was for political reasons that they went into Cité Soleil. Of course, Cité Soleil had certain problems, but the way the MINUSTAH went in there, their aggressiveness shows that it had political motivations.
The issue of Aristide still looms large in Haiti. Cité Soleil has historically been a bastion of support for him, and Joseph contends that the raids were punitive. But some of the gang leaders were allegedly armed and financed by Aristide, and the gangs were heavily involved in much of Cité Soleil's criminal activity. On a recent afternoon back in Cité Soleil, a Brazilian peacekeeper joked with a local boy while out on foot patrol. While the scars of the fighting are everywhere now, people here say they trust these troops more. Haitian police still don't patrol here regularly. Part of the reason is that these UN troops are Brazilian. Haiti is soccer mad, and Brazil is their favorite team. 17-year-old Engaro Pierre says that the people of Cité Soleil have also begun to take more responsibility, too.
We collaborate with MINUSTA to give away the criminals that are doing bad things every time we know of a place where there are crimes and guns, because we want peace and to live well.
Furious building is going on at City Hall, another sign of improving times here. But while everyone concurs security is better, this is still a place of abject poverty. There is no fighting, but there is also still no work. Cité Soleil Deputy Mayor Gustave Benoit.
Yes, there is peace, but what happens is there are no jobs in Cité Soleil. People here are hungry. Another thing is, when you had the gangs that were ruling the neighborhoods, if they stole a container of food, they would use that to share with the population to get some support. The government has not yet come here to fill that void.
And he warns that Haiti could return to its turbulent past unless it does. Back at the docks, two men sing about the sea as they pack away their fishing net. Despite the better security situation in Haiti, the people here are still waiting for something more. Jacques Sonny Simia says he cannot walk to the market without fear, but he has no money with which to buy food. He says, "We're still in misery and hunger over here," he says. "We now have good security. What happened before doesn't happen anymore, but we're still hungry." Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.